We are exactly halfway through the 8 o'clock hour on a Thursday morning. Welcome to the Mornings with Ed show. Delighted to have you here this morning. And as we do each and every Thursday, we've missed him for a couple of weeks for the holidays, but we're glad to have him back. A lot of stuff to cover with our mayor, Mayor Bob Whalen, with us this morning. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for coming in.
Good morning, Ed, and Happy New Year to you and everyone on the line here.
A very Happy New Year to you, too. We hope you had a good couple of weeks.
I did, thank you. It was quiet at home. Occasional walk down the beach, but hunkered down mostly.
Okay. All right. Well, good. I've been wanting to talk to you. The events yesterday at our Capitol, the events yesterday, is the first person. I was so delighted that I would have you on this morning. I'm curious, from what you saw yesterday, what were your feelings yesterday?
I'm sure I had the feelings that a lot of people had, which was disbelief, anger, and a disappointment. It harkened back for me. I'm home here, obviously, working because of the pandemic, and it takes me back to, the 9/11 attack when I used to be, of course, in the office every day. But I came home here that morning after a meeting over at the school district and, was mesmerized by the TV all day as people were. And you're just looking at this and you're saying, this is our country. Our country is under attack. And that's how I felt yesterday. And it was just so so angering, really, that it could get to that point.
Right. It was degrading. I felt shame yesterday. It was such a dishonorable move. It was shameful. It was shameful. And nothing in the world that Vladimir Putin could have thought up would have had as big an effect as what they did yesterday to make us look like a banana republic.
Well, it reflects on us poorly in the world, but I do have to say I think that the Congress has to be commended for doing absolutely the right thing, which was getting right back to business and not being intimidated. You cannot be intimidated by thugs and mobs, because then you have nothing but anarchy.
Agreed.
So they did the right thing there. I saw one comment from John Kelly, former chief of staff to President Trump, and it really resonated with me, which I think is absolutely right. And he says, we have to get back to the point where we're looking at the character of a person, their characters, their morals, their ethics, before we look at their politics. I mean, you have to get a person who is got certain character qualities before you even say, am I going to vote for him or not? I think so many people these days say, well, I like his politics, I'm going to vote for him.
Right.
You've got to vote for a person who's got some character and morals and guiding light that will lead the country in the right direction.
Right. I wonder if we'll ever get back to that. At one point, we were able to do that as a collective, as a country. I wonder if we can ever get back to that. And I'll make a judgmental thing. You don't have to chime in on this because I know you're a mayor of high stature. But I'll make a judgment call on this. The people that I saw on video, the people as I was watching that were roaming, that were vandalizing, that were causing this riot, they are the same people that our police pull over and find meth in their car. It's that same, allow me to be that judgmental and go, well, that guy looks a lot like everybody you see in the newspaper whose picture, they get busted for meth. That's who was rolling through there yesterday. And that made me even more mad.
Well, I think a lot of people were, just shocked at what happened. Peaceful protests, as we've said all year long, here in Laguna and elsewhere in Orange County, across the political spectrum. Peaceful protests, we all get to do that. That's what part of what makes us great. You don't get to break windows and climb through windows and, have guns and attack the U.S. Capitol. You just don't get to do that.
Right. Well, you made a good point by saying how great it was that they got that the Congress got back to business. You are getting back to business. Can I ask you quickly about the city business assistance? And has there been an extension on that?
Yeah, we've very pleased to be moving ahead with that. We're going to get the first checks out Friday. Yesterday was the cutoff. The 5th was the cutoff for the first round. We got about 70 restaurants in, and we were oversubscribed in the retail, the retailers. So I think what we're going to do is get the first checks out. That'll be several hundred thousand dollars here January 8th, and then people will have till the 19th to continue to apply for the remaining restaurant money. And I think what we're going to do, Ed, is we may end up being a little undersubscribed on restaurants. And I think we'll bring it back to council to say, hey, look, we're oversubscribed. We've got more retailers than we have money allocated. So maybe we reallocate some money from the restaurant side to the retailer side. But the bottom line is that the response has been, as you would expect, tremendous. You know, and I think our local restaurants and businesses are very appreciative. So we're pleased. Pleased by the response and to be able to help.
Yeah, I will stand here and I will applaud because it's a great move and it's really really timely. You guys are doing what a great. Tell me about the $300,000 in matching funds. How's that work?
Yeah. So the other piece of it, of course, was there are people who have lost jobs because of business closures, restaurant closures, hotel closures. Right. And I've seen notices from our hotels with several hundred workers furloughed or laid off. So the council put together a $300,000 matching grant. Anyone who wants to match those grants for Laguna Relief can send a check or go online to the Laguna Beach Community Foundation. You can send it to the Laguna Beach Community Foundation, 580 Broadway, Laguna Beach. I know we've got a call on Friday. The Boys and Girls Club is going to assist again in disseminating the grants. So we've got an organizational call tomorrow. And I think already there's about 50,000, 40 to 50,000 that's been donated, and the city will match that. So really important to help some of our neediest unemployed and hurting families here and individuals in town.
Agreed. And again, like I said before, incredibly timely. And during the next council meeting, you're going to be revisiting the promenade?
We are. The promenade currently, the temporary use permit expires at the end of January. Okay. We will be have an item in front of us to extend that. I think we will be looking at extending it probably not to a date certain, but to a date that's, a certain number of a certain period of time following the end of the pandemic emergency in the state of California. It's going to be a number of months. So rather than extend this 2 to 3 months, I think we're just going to say, look, we're going to extend it through the pandemic, plus, 60 days or something like that.
Right. So.
So it's on for Tuesday.
So I stand here, I think to myself, well, that's probably about the fall. You were figuring the fall. If the timing works out for the vaccines and everything, I think that we'll be probably, you'll be looking at maybe doing it again in the fall or something.
Yeah, I hope we're at a point with the vaccine. Obviously, the rollout's been slower than everybody wanted on that.
Right.
We're starting to gear up. There are conversations with our Laguna Beach Community Clinic, with the hospitals, with the city. But the original hope, I think, was the end of March. It's probably more like June before it's widespread.
Right. Now, the state has been asking the county to do a better job in getting the vaccine out. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Is there something, do you know anything about that and why the process has been so slow with the county?
Well, I think, there's a variety of factors, but first of all, it's a very difficult process technically, right? You can only disseminate it to locations that have the freezers that keep the Pfizer vaccine at that super cold minus 94 degrees or whatever it is. You've got to have qualified people to administer it. You've got to have logistics. The county's working very hard on it. I know that even over the New Year's weekend, New Year's Day, they were working on it. So they're trying to identify pods, they call them points of distribution, regional points of distribution, local points of distribution. So figure out all the protocols, but the quantity of vaccine that came through so far through the end of December was less than the county had originally been promised.
Okay.
So it's one of those, it'll get ramped up. Okay. It needs to happen more quickly. It will, I think, happen more quickly.
Okay. And is our clinic our only point of distribution, or do we have the hospital on the south end, or do we have more than one point of distribution for us?
The only one that I know for sure has told me they've been authorized is the clinic. The hospital, I'm sure, will have some capacity, but whether they do it over at Main Mission or, Laguna Beach Mission, I don't know. I haven't heard on that. We'll be checking on that. I've got a call tomorrow morning, our weekly call with the county health officer and all the Orange County mayors, and I'm sure this is going to be topic number one.
Okay. Right. And but you're still taking are you still taking applications for candidates for planning and DRB and Arts Commission and Recreation? Are you still accepting applications, or are you starting the interview process?
We are accepting applications here in January. Go on the city website and get an application, or get a hold of the city clerk's office, city clerk or the city clerk's office, and they can get you an application. Yeah, and we'll be making appointments at our early February meeting. And, you know, it's so important that we get good people. And we always get incredible number of resumes. But these committees are what makes the city work. You know, there's such important work the committees do before it bubbles up to the council level. So please apply.
Right. And do you ever find yourself in the middle of interviewing someone that maybe, let's say they're applying for a recreation committee, and they're much better suited for one of the other committees? Do you ever steer someone to a different committee because you feel they're better suited for it?
We have done that, yeah. Okay. We see, you know, a certain skill set, and we see people say, hey, you'd really be better over here on the Housing and Human Services Committee.
Right.
Okay. So, Yeah. And you can apply for more than one committee as well. People do that often, and then, you know, they just see which one they get selected for. So feel free to do that as well.
Mayor Whalen, anything I'm missing? Anything coming up in the meeting that I haven't touched on?
No, we'll be, getting back to business. And then we've got the second meeting on the 26th, and then we've got our strategic planning meeting on Saturday morning, the 30th. So it'll be a busy month. We're getting back at it, and I know it'll be a productive year. Looking forward to it.
Okay. Well, I told myself yesterday, and I've been telling myself, that I will take an extra moment to thank public servants, you in particular, sir, for working so hard for our city and being a public servant. And we really appreciate it, and thank you, sir.
Appreciate that, Ed. Thank you. And we've got a great council and city staff over there working hard every day.
Thank you. We look forward to talking to you soon.
Take care.
All right. That's Mayor Bob Whalen, 842.